Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading will post to the Breakthrough blog on March 30th, 2024, and is titled, "Am I Scaring People? Or am I the one being ghosted?" As far as I could tell, my relationship with Mary was in good stead. Over the 8 months since our first meeting, we shared some meals and had several phone calls. Mary told me about her family, business activities, charitable interests, and hobbies. During our second face-to-face meeting, she expressed interest in some of the projects our cause was engaged in and was considering making a financial investment. After our last meeting, where I presented a financial ask for a specific project, Mary ghosted me. Or so I thought. Racking my brain, I wondered what might have happened. My imagination ran wild. Did I scare her? Is this par for the course? Was I pushing too hard? In the realm of major gift fundraising, the line between being perceived as a guide and a pushy fundraiser can sometimes feel indiscernible. The journey of working with potential givers on significant financial contributions can leave even the most seasoned professionals wondering where they stand in the relationship. However, when navigated with empathy, transparency, and genuine enthusiasm for the cause, fundraisers can transform this fear into a powerful opportunity for connection and impact. The role of a guide. Imagine for a moment that you're not just a fundraiser, but rather a guide journeying toward meaningful change. Your role isn't to coerce or push. It's to illuminate the path, showing donors the impact their contributions can make. You're there to cast vision and present possibilities, revealing how their generosity can be the key that unlocks a brighter future for the cause you both care about. Building trust through transparency. Transparency is the cornerstone of any trusting relationship, and this holds especially true in fundraising. Donors want to know where their money is going and the difference it makes. By sharing stories of impact, detailed reports, and even challenges your organization faces, especially the challenges, you're inviting donors into a transparent partnership. This approach not only alleviates fear of the unknown, but also reinforces the idea that their contribution is part of a collaborative effort towards a shared goal. Enthusiasm that is invitational. Your passion for the cause is a powerful tool. When your enthusiasm shines through in every interaction, it's infectious. Passion and enthusiasm must be invitational rather than salesy. People don't like to feel pressured. Instead, let your intent be to inspire and honor them by your invitation. This authenticity transforms a transactional relationship into a transformative partnership. Your imagination is not the final narrative, not even close. I want to encourage you not to give in to the narrative that you have made a blunder of some sort and scared them away. In my 30 years of experience, that has rarely been the case. Remember my friend Mary? Here's the good news. After not getting a return call or text from her for more than 3 weeks, I took a step back, realizing there could be many reasons she wasn't responding. And me scaring her was highly unlikely to be on that list. I went back to my notes about previous discussions where she talked about milestones, business and personal, and other things in her life outside of the gift consideration. I found that in one of our conversations, Mary revealed that she was organizing a massive reunion between her family in Michigan and Finland. She had, quote unquote, ghosted me right in the time frame of planning this big event. All of a sudden, it made sense. I regrouped and thought about some ways I could communicate with her, acknowledging the excitement and sacredness of their epic reunion. My next text communication went something like this. Mary, I completely forgot that you are in the midst of organizing the big Korhonen family reunion in Helsinki. Praying and excited for you and your family, I look forward to seeing pictures and hearing all about it. Blessings, J. Paul. About a week later, I received a text from her. J. Paul, thanks so much. It is a crazy adventure. So many details I hadn't thought about. Scared face emoji. But it will be great. I haven't forgotten about our discussions and your proposal. It will have to wait until after I've got this gathering in my review mirror. I hit the thumbs up emoji on that text. We were back in touch after her family gathering, and she made her first major gift to our cause later that year. That's obviously a happy ending story. There were other times when people changed their minds, financial capacity changed, or they experienced resistance from some family members, etc. Rarely was it because I scared them. In upcoming newsletters and audio readings, I will elaborate more on strategies you can use to strengthen and guide your relationships with all donors. You are doing amazing work. You are not scary. By positioning yourself as a guide, championing transparency, and sharing your genuine enthusiasm with an invitational posture, you're not a source of fear, but a beacon of hope. God bless you all, and I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this, "Fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry." All right. Thank you for listening.